Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, bless the Lord, 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 oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy and bless his righteous name. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever and forever and forevermore. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership with Jesus Christ as King, Jesus Christ as Lord, as we rejoice in this another day that the Lord God, he has made. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, our Lord's name is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the living God. Amen and amen. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Bringing you greetings from the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. Where we love Jesus. We are God chasers. Amen. Glory be to God. And we welcome you. If this is your first time with us, greetings, greetings, greetings. Have a seat at the breakfast table. The breakfast for champions is about to be served by the Holy Ghost. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Please enjoy the services on today to the extent you keep on coming back. Keep on, keep on. Somebody, we here. We're going to be here. We're going to be here. God help us. Amen. God give us life. God give us strength. Somebody going to be here. No, it's not important if I'm here or somebody else is here. The important thing is God is here. Amen. Glory be to God. And we come in Jesus' name declaring the word of the Lord. Amen. His eternal word that never returns into him void, but will always accomplish everything that he has sent it forth to do. And so we bless him, we bless him, and we bless him. We pray that everyone is excited. Wow, we're winding up a month, we're winding up a year, we're winding up, amen, a generation, amen. We just winding up. Everything is winding up. It's winding up. It's going down on our clocks because we're going up with Jesus. Amen. We about to go up. Some of us already up, but we about to go all the way up. You hear what I'm saying? And so shall we forever be with the Lord. So we are excited. We are excited, amen, because of Jesus Christ. It's just so excited that we found him in time. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We gave our lives to him in time. Amen. We committed to him in time. Everything happened. The devil didn't mean for it to happen like that. Glory be to God. And it wasn't supposed to happen like that. Amen. But God made sure it did. Amen. So we are happy on today. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. All right. We want to continue. Amen. In our teaching. Amen. And we're looking, amen, in the book. Amen, of James. Oh, glory be to God. James, we want to thank God for James. Amen, he was Jesus' brother. Amen, glory be to God. And amen, we want to thank God. Amen, very, very small chapter. Amen, glory be to God. But we want to look, amen, in verse number 3. Amen, and we're going to read in your hearing starting in verse number 1. Amen, and the word of the Lord reads like this. Not many of you should become teachers, my fellow believers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly. We all stumble in many ways. Anyone who is never at fault and what they say is perfect, able to keep their whole body in check. When we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal. Or take ships as an example. Although they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are steered by a very small rudder wherever the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole body, sets the whole course of one's life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and sea creatures are being tamed and have been tamed by mankind. But no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. With the tongue, we praise our Lord and Father, and with it, we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers and sisters, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water. Amen and amen. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen for the blessed people of God. Amen and amen. So, amen, beloved, amen. I chose a subject, amen, meditating, amen, on the word of God last night. And we want to call this one sanctify. Sanctify your mouth. It's time to sanctify your mouth. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. In the word of God is going to tell us, amen, how to do it. As we've been talking, amen, beloved, over the last couple of days, amen. We spent a little time on vision. We're going to go back because the Lord is showing us some other things, amen, about our vision and what we see, amen. And we need eyes to see. And he's not talking about your natural eyes, because you can be 100% legally blind and still see. And Helen Keller said, and it's true because it's in the word, amen, that, beloved, you could be legally blind and still see, but the shame is when you can you have your natural sight, but you're still blind. How can you have your natural sight and be, you might say, well, Pastor, I have 20/20 vision. Yeah, but you're still blind in the spirit. See, and someone that could be blind in the physical, but yet they can have 20/20 vision in the spirit. See, beloved, we're talking about seeing in the spirit. That's why the Bible says, amen, oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. That's why David said, I would have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We're talking about spiritual sight, okay? And God is a spirit, and you are a spirit. Every person on planet Earth is a spirit. Now, every spirit is not a born-again spirit. See? But we are a spirit. We possess a soul, and we live in a body. See? So we're talking about serving God in our spirit, letting our spirit take charge, letting our spirit call the shots. Because when your spirit and your soul call the shots, your flesh will automatically follow. You train your flesh to be in obedience. Your flesh is not naturally in obedience. See, we are born in sin, shaping in iniquity. See, and we are naughty by nature because of the fall of Adam in the garden. So your flesh is always at its worst behavior. So you have to train your flesh, see, to submit. You have to train your flesh, see? Because guess what? You want to know why, beloved? Because flesh and blood is not going to enter into heaven. You see why your flesh is already on contrary to Paul said, you know what I mean? We battle the flesh against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. Because your flesh is not going to heaven. I think your flesh is a little upset about that. It ain't going to heaven, baby. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Come on. So, beloved, so when we are born again, at that moment, the very moment by faith, we accept Jesus, your spirit is saved. Bam, saved. Huh? Now, your soul is not saved. Your soul is in the process of being saved. See, that's a lifetime journey. So your spirit is saved in the very moment. Your soul is in the process of being saved, but your flesh will never be saved. And your flesh go every place you go. And I think your flesh feeling some kind of way about that. But guess what? But your flesh has to submit when you are feeding your spirit and you are allowing your spirit to be in control. That is your spirit man. Is your connection with God, not the flesh. The flesh is just a benefactor of the blessings that come through a relationship in the spirit. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, but now the opposite always is also true, that if you do not feed your spirit, and how do you feed your spirit? Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. The way you feed your spirit, you sit at your kitchen table and you grub. That's how you feed your flesh. The way you feed your spirit is you open your Bible and you grub. You grub on the word. See? And if you do not feed your spirit, if you are not living a life of faith and obedience and according to God's word, then guess what? Now, your spirit is weak and your flesh is strong. And this is why your flesh is calling the shots with your saved self. Your flesh is telling you what you're going to do, when you're going to do, and how you're going to do it, because your flesh is the strong man, because that's what you're feeding. Now, if you have two children, all right, you got a little boy and a little girl, You feeding your son every day. Every day you feeding that boy 3 meals a day, whatever. But you're starving your daughter. Huh? But you wonder why your daughter weak, because you ain't feeding it. See, you wonder why your flesh is weak. You wonder why your spirit is weak. It's because you're not feeding it. And you can't feed it oatmeal and spinach and all that other good stuff. There's only one way to feed your spirit. And this is why, beloved, amen, I don't care how busy we are. We need to find time. If it's not for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, maybe it's 2 hours, whatever the Lord is telling you, pick up that Bible every day. When you pick up that Bible, you know what you're doing. You're eating. You're getting some energy. Some spiritual strength. Glory be to God to keep it moving. And we wonder why we weak. Well, you know why you're weak. If you don't eat, if you go on a fast, you say, I'm not hungry today, I'm not eating for 3 months, whatever, you're just not eating your natural food. What's going to happen? You know what's going to happen. The body going to be weak. They don't have no energy because they didn't eat. Or they didn't eat in a couple of days. So it's natural for your body to be weak. Well, so why do we think it opposite in the spirit? If you don't feed your spirit going to be weak. And let me tell you something, beloved. The devil, hallelujah, comes strong. He comes strong. And you have to be strong in Christ through your relationship with him. Through your relationship. God don't require much. He just require, amen, our obedience. God don't require much, beloved. Amen. We just have to, amen, do what the Lord is calling us to do. I'm preparing a message right now. If the Lord lead me, he might change up. Amen. I'm preparing. And if it's not this week, it'll be next week. It'll be whenever the Lord, amen, release me, amen, to bring it forth. Amen. Hallelujah. That obedience, hallelujah, is our highest worship. Hey, your praise is your praise ain't your highest worship. Your obedience is your highest worship. Oh, come on, somebody. Give the Lord some praise. All right. So, amen. That's my introduction. So we see here in James 3, encourage you to take a look at it today. Okay, take a look at it. It's a very short chapter. Meditate on it. A lot of good stuff in here. A lot of good stuff. We can stay parked here for a minute. Amen. Glory be to God. All right. James compares careless and hurtful words to a raging fire. And we know fire is devastating. I mean, look, what was that city? Not that long ago, a whole city was taken off the map because of a forest fire. I forgot the name of the city. Y'all know what I'm talking about. The whole city was taken off the map. That's how dangerous a fire is. Fire, 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 fire. The Lord said he destroyed the world the first time with water. He said he ain't using water no more. Now, water's dangerous, too. Water's dangerous, too. But God said this time he coming back with fire. Woo! Lord help us. Beloved, an uncontrolled tongue can do terrible damage. Stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Liar, liar, pants on fire. You still angry. It happened in your childhood, and you still angry. You trying to brush it off, but I just keep hearing those words. I just can't believe. Yep, that's the damage that words can do. Not only do some of us remember some of the stuff people done said to us, guess what? Somebody remembering some of the words you done said to them, too. So it's all right. Everybody going to be all right. Well, glory be to God. But so what Satan does, because he's a master strategist. Oh, look, let me tell you something. We're not promoting Satan at all. But you got to know that Satan got some power. Satan got some strategy. He got some wisdom. He's been around for a long time. We overcome Satan through Jesus, and that's the only way. If you leave Jesus out the equation, you ain't going to win. You can believe that. Huh? We do all things through Christ. Hallelujah. We overcome through Christ. Hallelujah. Greater is he that lives in us than he that lives in the world. We're talking about Christ. Now, if you ain't going to have Christ and Jesus not your Lord, you're not going to overcome the devil. Now, we're just going to give you how you going to overcome somebody you're walking with? How you going to overcome somebody you're sleeping with? you in a love affair with your master. See, if Jesus is not your Lord, you know what? Thank you, Holy Ghost. That means that the devil is your Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And we talked about that this morning on the 5 o'clock platform. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I put that in my notes. One or the other, because you can't serve God and mammon. But what Satan does is Satan uses words and speech to divide people and pit them against one another. How many family members do you know right now not even talking? Short as life is. I mean, life is short. Lifetime is precious. Don't know who's the next funeral going to be for. And we're not talking to our blood relatives and neighbors and co-workers over something somebody said. Yeah, well, I'm a show there, and I'm still hurt, and I'm still offended. What did they do? Well, they said, and you know who talking? You know who really talking? Satan talking. So when Satan wants to bring division between a church split up, got clicks in the church, people mad at the pastor. They mad at the pastor because something the pastor said. I can't believe she said. I can't believe that he did that. But what happened, sister? I was talking to a bishop, amen, a couple of days ago. We was talking about this and that, and I said, how so-and-so and how so-and-so? Said, well, they ain't been around in a while because they upset because something that was said at church. It ain't funny. Now, I'm not laughing at the situation. It's a sad situation. I'm just laughing at the devil and how the devil maneuvers.
and getting over big time. That rascal's getting over big time. We blood washed, Holy Ghost filled, and got the devil getting over big time. Because when the devil wants to bring you low and make you depressed and get you to a point of quitting and walking away and walking in the wrong direction and leaving the marriage and leaving the church and leaving, you know what he do? He said, come on, we know how to do this. He says, that person over there, that weak person, that weak link, because the devil walking to and fro seeking whom he may devour. He said, now go over there and have them say something. Have them say something to them. Amen. Offend them a little. Ruffle them up a little bit with words. He don't have to use a knife. He don't have to use a gun. He don't have to use a soda bottle. The devil uses words to divide. And God is not. Let me tell you something about God. He is a master mathematician. When you look all throughout God's word, God, he added to the church 3,000 in one day. Okay, got to add. Okay, one can chase 1,000, two can chase 10. God likes to add. Every now and then, God will subtract. He told Gideon, he said, all right, you got the 30,000 men. He said, you got too many. Send them home. All right, let's go through the test. Amen. Let them lap water out their hands. Amen. And God used 300. Amen. Less than 10% of what Gideon had. So we see sometimes God is a trap. We know he is a master when it comes to multiplication. He said, you plant this one seed, and I'm going to give you 30-fold. I'm going to give you 60-fold. I'm going to give you 100-fold. God loves to multiply. But I'm going to tell you one thing God don't do. God don't divide. And beloved, whenever there's some division in the equation, you can best believe who has a seat at the table. Whenever there's some division in your family, you best believe who has a seat at the table. There's division in your church. Amen. God, amen, is not the author of division, the author of confusion, and this is the devil's work. But we make it so easy for the devil to even do his math. Because all the devil does is use words. Because if we tell the truth right now, the reason that we mad at somebody, 99% of the time, the reason that we got an offense and we keeping our distance from certain people is because of something they said. And what makes it even worse, you didn't even hear them say it. A lot of times, somebody told you they said it. See, that's how powerful words are. James said it'll put the whole forest on fire. Now, beloved, we know, glory be to God, hundreds, I never forget this one man, and he cried on television, and I cried with the man. I cried with him. Caucasian man, his grandchildren, and his, I think it was his ex-wife, they was all up. Amen, in the woods somewhere, and the fire was burning, the forest fire was burning, and he got on TV, and he said the last words, he said his little grandson, amen, told him, he said, Daddy, hurry up. He said, the fire is moving fast. And the grandchildren got burned up, everybody in the house got burned up, the whole forest got burned up, and I don't know. It was something about that testimony that still, this happened years ago, and it still sticks with me. Amen. Just a sad moment. But, beloved, so the whole city burned up, fire. But how did that fire start? A lot of times it's just, all you need is a match. Anybody got a matchbook? Anybody got a lighter? Really? Anybody got two sticks? We gonna spark something up. You don't even have a match. So we gonna make some fire. And that little spark burns down a whole house, burns down a whole community, takes a whole city off the map. The tongue works the same way. The tongue brings that same type of devastation. Mess up somebody's integrity? Huh? Look, I don't know if those testimonies was true or they plotted that against Herschel Walker or not. Huh? Herschel, nice looking black, you know, man, heavy built, you know, good, looking good, huh? And those two women of a different persuasion, Caucasian women, huh? Glory be to God, and came and said, you know, well, he paid for my abortion. Yeah, I got a picture of him laying in the bed. Now, that don't really mean nothing. You, anybody can get a picture of somebody laying in the bed, really. You just go in the room and take a picture. I mean, it's easy to plot stuff if you really want to set somebody up. We don't know if it's true or not. But all I know is them words did damage. Them words did damage. He's not in office today. And words can really, amen, beloved, and the media knows this. That's why you got to be real careful with the media, you know, because the media does have a lot of fake news. If they put it out there, it ain't fake no more, because you, once you believe it, it's real. Huh? What? The power of words. The power of words. You taught somebody integrity. The tore the church down. Huh? The church not thriving no more. What happened? Because somebody said something. Somebody said something they shouldn't have said. Somebody spread it a lie. You mean power? Words have that kind of power? Oh, yeah, baby. Words got that kind of power. This is what James was trying to tell us here. Glory be to God. Beloved, we have to be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. You don't have to say it because it's on your mind. You ain't got to say it, and if the Lord wants you to say it, you definitely don't have to say it right now. You want to look? Anytime you get to a point where I got to say it, you know that's not God. Because when God is ready for you to say it, that thing is going to happen, amen, real peacefully. Most of the time, you're going to speak it when it was not on your itinerary to speak. It's just going to flow out of you. You're just going to follow the Holy Spirit. That's when you know it's God. But when you get all frustrated and you got to say it and got to say it now, look, beloved, let me tell you something, amen, from experience. That ain't God. That's your flesh. That's your flesh. God don't bamboozle like that. That's your flesh. Huh? And you know what you're doing? You're starting a forest fire. Let me tell you something about them forest fires, baby. It ain't easy to put out. Firemen give up their lives. Sometimes it takes days and weeks to put out that forest fire that was started with a single match. That forest fire that started with one single word coming out your mouth, your family still divided. Won't even come together for holidays. Won't even come together for the funeral. They ain't got nothing to do with you. Why? All because you had to say something that you really didn't have to say. God, because your mouth needs to be sanctified. Beloved, just stop for a minute before you speak and say, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus say? How would Jesus handle this? And so this is what James, amen, is trying to help us here, beloved. When a person loses their temper, that's why the Bible says be angry and sin not. When a person loses their temper, their impulsive and hateful words spread destruction quickly, and no one can stop the results once they are spoken. You can't go back and say, oh, wait a minute, come in, words, wait a minute, words, come back. No, wait a minute, stop running. No, but once them words come out of your mouth, them words take on legs. They ain't walking, they running. You can't go back and arrest the words. You can't do it. You know, if you cooking and you don't like the way it turned out, you can throw the batter in the trash. But you can't do that with words. You can't throw words in the trash. But I tell you one thing, words can throw you in. Words can throw you in. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, we dare not be careless with what we say, thinking we can apologize later. Huh? And we do it. Well, I'm going to do it. I'll just apologize. No, they might not accept your apology. The Bible says if a man, if you are offended, amen, go to your brother and be restored. And if your brother don't receive, they may not accept your apology. Just because you apologize. This might take a little while. You know what I mean? This is going to take a little process. Because you cut, not only did you cut me deep. Matter of fact, I'm still bleeding. And you have so many of God's people in the church, church folks, hemorrhaging. And you're wondering why you can't get your breakthrough because you're bleeding to death. Why? Because you're still hurting over what they said. What your mama said hurt you. Oh, and God knows what your daddy said hurt you. See, because children love their daddy. I don't care. He could be the worst daddy in America. Children love their daddy. You hear what I'm saying? That's just the way God put this thing together. See? And he going to belittle you. Oh, you remember them words? I remember what my teacher said when I was in fifth grade, and we going back a long time. Huh? Telling me I couldn't be a doctor. I told him I wanted to be a doctor, and wanted to discourage me so bad. About, well, how you doing in your math? Because you know your math got to be good and all that. All right. So yeah, I couldn't figure out why he said that. You do need to know chemistry, but look, God still fixes. I'm still a doctor. God was just helping me. He didn't want me to even be in the operating room in the physical. He wanted me to be in the operating room in the spiritual. So God still fixed it. But I never forgot the words. I never forgot. And I never forget when I was a little girl, amen. First grade, came home, amen. And I saw my mother, that pretty smile on her face, and she kissed me on my forehead and told me how smart I was. I think that was my encouragement for the rest of my life. I think that's why I strive to be the best I can. I never forget my mother's words when I was a little girl. Amen. I just don't remember that but that one time. She might have said it a lot of times, but for that day, I remember that. I was about 5 years old, and she kissed me on my forehead and told me how smart I was. And so I always try to be smart. I always try to, I think subconsciously I'm just stuck right there. You know, my mama said I was smart. Words. Baby, what's coming out of your mouth? When's the last time you encouraged somebody? It is so easy to talk negative. It is so easy to think negative. It is so easy to beat people up. This young generation right here, yeah, we know they acting crazy. We know, glory be to God, we know all that. But it's so easy, beloved. When's the last time you encouraged somebody? When's the last time you encouraged one of these young people? Huh? So you can make a deposit in their lives, say some words that they'll take to their grave, some words that'll take them through their lifetime. Right? Words of encouragement, words of praise. Yeah, I don't care what they're doing wrong. They're doing something right. Well, baby, let's focus on what they're doing right. Let's focus on their strength. Let's focus on that. Speak words of life. Glory be to God. And they'll remember it. They remember, but when they keep hearing, you ain't going to be nobody just like your daddy. Your daddy wasn't nobody. You ain't nobody either. Huh? You ain't going to never have nothing. And you're probably going to die. Amen. While you're young. And all this, and we all these curses coming out of our mouth. Look, come on. There's another way to say that if it needs to be said. All that? What's the point? What's the point? Glory be to God. So, beloved, amen. Why can't we just pray? Start our day in prayer. Father God, you know what I do, beloved? Every day, I say, Lord, when I wake up in the morning, thank God for the day. Lord, every step I take today may be ordained by you. That's why when I don't get to a certain place that day, I don't feel bad. It wasn't meant for me to be there. Because that morning, I say, God ordained my steps wherever I need to be today. Not only my steps, Father God, but every word that comes out of my mouth today. Anoint my words, Father God. May I not say one word too many, one word too less. Every conversation. Beloved, how many of us just mess things up? We've broken up other people's relationships, other people's friendships. Huh? gossiping and all that. Just talking too much or saying the wrong thing. You ever known anybody, glory be to God, say somebody's in grief. They just lost a loved one. And you going over the house and encouraging them, and Thomas, you can finish saying all that blibber blabber out of your mouth. They were sad to see you come. They really crying now. That Bible says Job friends came, glory be to God. They just sat around, glory be to God. They ain't had nothing to say, but their presence was enough. But you don't have to speak to be important. You notice God ain't talking all that much. Some of you still trying to get a word. He ain't talking all that much. Why? Because he already said what he needed to say in his word. Amen. Glory be to God. So, beloved, James here, glory be to God, is trying to help us. You got to control your mouth. You got to control your words. You have to control your temper. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We dare not be careless with what we say. Because it does matter, beloved. Because even if we do go back and apologize later, see, the scars will remain. Anybody got any scars on them? I had a scar on my kneecap, on my right leg. I think I was a little girl, about 6 years old. I was playing in the backyard, and we had grass. The grass was a little high. I don't remember us having a lawnmower back then. I fell in the grass, and there was a glass. A bottle, because you know them soda bottles back in the day was real glass. They wasn't the plastic. You could kill somebody with them soda bottles. Y'all remember that? Well, it was a bottle, broken bottle, soda bottle in the grass, and I fell, and on my knee. They took me to the hospital, and I got stitches. Guess what, y'all? That was over 60 years ago. I still got the scars. That's what words do. Even if people forgive you, they still carry the scars. I'll carry the scar to my grave. See? And some of us will carry the scars of the wounds of words to our graves. Not just what other people have said about us and to us, but what we have said to others. Don't forget about that. Don't forget about that. Don't forget about your words. We want to remember other people's words. When the Holy Spirit will give me a flashback or something in my past where I did something I wasn't supposed to do, said something I wasn't supposed to say, you know, I'm still repenting. Pastor, you ain't got to do all that. Yes, I do. It's called purging. That's what you call being purged. Purge me, Lord, with hyssop. Ah, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah. So we're going to wrap this up, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. But we just want you to know, and we're going to maybe finish this tomorrow. Amen. Lord's willing. But a few words spoken in anger can destroy a relationship that has taken years to build. People have been together for years. Oh, yeah, we married, and we was together for 10 years. Yeah, now we've been married for 20 years. All that time in relationship. Yeah, huh? What happened? Words. Words. Took you years. I mean, look, you don't build no relationship overnight. I have one girlfriend, just one. She's the only one, Arevia. She's the only one I stay in contact with. We went to elementary school together. Lehigh Elementary, 31st and Lehigh Avenue. We went to elementary school together. She's the only one that I have a friendship of over 60 years now. It takes a lifetime sometimes to build a relationship. And we let a few words, because you know, let's tell the truth, now words can do that now. Words can turn you off. We just trying to help you overcome it. Now tomorrow we're going to really help you, because here the Bible says, amen, that no man can tame the tongue. But now, you know, if God tells you that God has a remedy, then we're going to help you tomorrow. But we're going to tell the truth today, because now some of us, Them words hurt you so bad after you get finished crying? He said, okay, I'm going to show them. I'm going to show them. If you know paybackism, you know B.I.T., you know what I mean? We be thinking it. Hopefully we don't stay there too long, but words can do that. Not only do words separate you, words make you want to be separated. Oh, words are real, baby. They're real. Words, see what we, this is what we have to remember as we close. Words are life. We just think, oh, just take a paper and pencil and write something. No. Glory be to God. When it comes out of your mouth, amen, they're life. And see, and the Spirit of God lives in us, and the Bible says, and the Word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder soul and spirit, joining marrow, discerning about thoughts and the intents of our hearts. Words are damaging, but yet words can build up. See, it's up to you which vocabulary you want to choose. Well, you can't choose a vocabulary you don't know, but the Holy Spirit can teach you. If you allow him to be your teacher, that's what he means, is that the Holy Spirit will be your teacher. You need no man to teach you. The Holy Spirit will teach you. That's what God means. He don't mean don't submit to leadership. Submit your life to him. Sanctify your mouth. Romans 12. I beseech thee, brother, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. Well, is your mouth a part of your body? See, so that means you got to sanctify and submit your mouth. Because some of us have messed some stuff up. I mean, we wish we didn't say it. Whatever's in my heart. Yeah, it was in your heart, but you didn't have to say it. If you had waited a while, God would have changed your heart if you had gone in another room and said a prayer. You were just angry or trying to prove a point or prideful. We all know what you was doing, but you was wrong. I know I done said some stuff myself that I regret, and asking God for his forgiveness and asking God to help me to forgive myself. Before you speak, remember that words are like fire. If you remember that, you're going to be okay. Words are like fire. And you can neither control the fire nor reverse the damage that it do. Father, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen, amen, and amen. Lord's willing, amen. We have finished this up. I don't know, because I'm sitting here and I got a whole book of notes that the Lord has given me. Amen. So we're going to be here for a minute. Amen. Because if God has given us to teach on, it's a purpose. So let me tell you something. A lot of people in the graveyard today. What happened? Well, they said they were just in a conversation. They was in an argument. And what happened was, and then they, you know, they said, okay, now you're in a funeral because of something somebody said. And what happened? Yeah, well, he went to court today, and the judge and the jury, and they gave him, 25 years. 25 years in prison, yeah. What happened? Well, what happened is, they said, he was just minding his business and they said this to him and he got mad and he did that. And y'all know it's the truth. People in prison today because of something that they said or something somebody said to them. People in the graveyard today. All because they had just kept their mouth closed. If they had just kept their doggone mouth closed. It's so hard to keep their mouth closed. But the Holy Spirit, the Bible says, if you can't control your tongue, your religion is in vain. Vain religion. Father God, in Jesus' name, we invite you to meet us at the altar of prayer today. Amen. At 12 o'clock and back at 9 o'clock. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And come on, let's pray. Let's pray and ask God to sanctify our mouths. But see, if our spirit is in control, that's why I started out talking about the spirit today. Spirit is in control. You're going to be all right. See, because you're learning temperance, the fruit of the spirit. It's a process. but you're getting better. That's when your spirit is in control. Amen. So let us pray. God, help me. Help us. Amen. Help us. Amen. In Jesus' name. Father God, we bless you. We thank you. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Order our steps. Lead us and guide us in the way that we should go. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. We cancel it. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it will not come to pass. Father God, help us not to speak words that's going to get us in trouble. Speak words that are edifying, Father. To be slow to speak. Think about it. Pray about it before we open our mouths. It only take a second to acknowledge you before we say something, Father. Father God, those of us who are in bad situations right now and reaping the consequences from the seed of words, something that we said a long time ago, we're still reaping the consequences from that. Negative, Father, or positive. Father God, may we begin to live that it'll be more positive, that our harvest will be a positive harvest and not an evil one because of sweet words coming out of our mouth. You're the word. And Father God, may you be the word. Amen. Coming out of our mouths. Hallelujah. As light and as salt in Jesus' name. Now we bind absolute every spirit. Bless the prayer warriors today. Anoint them for your service. Bless them for their faithfulness in your kingdom. And we say thank you and we bless you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. And we seal this prayer even right now by the word, the blood, and the spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare. It cannot, it will not, it shall not be broken. Hallelujah. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I love you. See you at the altar prayer today. See you 5 o'clock tomorrow morning on social media and back here at the breakfast table, Lord's willing. Amen. Love you, love you, love you. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia. Everybody have a wonderful day. If you're a visitor, let us hear from you. Let us hear from you. Come on. You've been here all year and haven't reached out to us, send us an email. Give us your name. Give us your prayer petition. Let us pray for you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Have a good day.
Shut up it, like Jeremiah, won't leave me alone. I'm gonna sing to the almighty power, spirit God. Oh, fire, shut up it, like Jeremiah, won't leave me alone. I'm gonna sing to the almighty power, spirit guide. No, no, we cannot hold back this joy inside. When I think of God's goodness, when I count the time, spirit God.